The studies that we have looking at the different methods of using aromatase inhibitors or incorporating them, initial aromatase inhibitor therapy versus sequential with tamoxifen after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen versus extended after 5 years. You know, the strategies have never truly been studied in a randomized fashion, one against another. The big 198 trial will give us the first look at that sort of comparison. The question really is there really something that tamoxifen is doing to prime the breast cancer cells that then makes the aromatase inhibitor more effective? Or is it rather that the population of women and the characteristics of their breast cancer specifically, whether that changes over time in a way we would expect to make the aromatase inhibitors or any hormonal therapy more effective? And I actually think that there is a substantial amount of data that would support the selection bias theory that the population of breast cancers over time is changing. You would expect the endocrine-resistant receptor-positive breast cancers to recur earlier. And so those women are removed from the denominator. So if you do really have a sensitive population and an insensitive population of hormone receptor-positive tumors, you should expect, even if there's no difference in efficacy between the hormonal therapies, you should expect to see an increasing effect the later in time you initiate the therapy. I think it's very hard to have a drug that's so effective down the road that you catch up with a loss of 2 to 3 absolute percentage points of women in this context.
So if you were to see 100 women, what would be the likely prescription they walk out with?
I think the vast majority would walk out with a prescription for an aromatase inhibitor, typically anastrozole in my practice.
So I think, in effect, even though you are disclaiming this by saying, you know, in a way we don't really have the pure scientific NCCN answer, your practice says something else.
Yes. We have to establish some sort of practice pattern ourselves so that we don't confuse ourselves and our clinic system and nurses and pharmacy have some expectation about what to expect. And my practice pattern is to lead with an AI